a governor refused to sign a law that would aid disaster victims.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Years ago, a state legislature passed a law to assist storm victims. It barred insurance companies from denying them coverage. But the governor refused to sign it. He said he refused because it described storm damage as acts of God. To him, the language implied that we only see acts of God when bad things happen. He said God also acts in other amazing ways to spare life and motivate people to serve victims. In truth, no one can ever fully understand God's ways. Here is one example from the book of Numbers, chapter 22. After God delivered ancient Israel from the land of Egypt, he led them to the east side of the promised land. The king of Moab was afraid Israel would attack and defeat them. So he sent for an internationally known sorcerer, Balaam. His message to Balaam was this: "Come and curse Israel so I can defeat them." God warned him not to go on this mission, but greed drove the sorcerer to go anyway. God then gave him permission to go, but warned him not to curse Israel, but to bless them. So God chose to use this ancient idol worshiper to accomplish his good purpose. God can use any person or anything to fulfill his purpose in the world, even though his ways are often unknown to us. At the same time, God invites us to humbly trust and submit to him so he can use us for his highest purposes.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com